אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם פרשת שלח לך.
We're reading זוהר לעם portion שלח לך. Article 223. Part that begins that voice. You can send your questions on CAP TV. Zohar Lam, three voices that are never lost. Article 223, item beginning with that voice. That voice walks and wanders the air from the end of the world to the end of the world. And in that voice, there is the illumination of Ga of Chokhmah, which is from the end of the world to the other end. Because the world is Malchut. And when the Chokhmah is received from the middle line, when the left and the right are included in each other, a Chokhmah does not fill it all from one end to the end, but only its Vak. But when the left illuminates without the right, Chokhmah fills it all the way, even its Gal. And this is from the end of the world to its end. Second voice is the voice of man, while the soul leaves its body, because then is revealed in it also the illumination of the left without right, the aspect of Gal Chokhmah. Therefore, it is called then the Great Judgment Day, because great points at Gal, and this is as it said, a man does not leave the world until he sees the Shekhinah, divinity. And that voice goes and wanders the air from one end of the world to the other end, which is the illumination of Gal. The third voice is the voice of the serpent while it sheds its skin. Because while it sheds its skin, which is from Malchut, first it rises and holds on to the left part of Bina, without right. And then it rises the Malchut to Bina, and he returns and diminishes, just like in an obstacle you place in front of the snake. And it is found that while he is holding the left without the right of Bina, that voice goes and wanders the air from one end of the world to the other end, as it is the Ga of Chokhmah that fulfills the entire world. And all those three illuminations of the left are not for their time, because later on they return and diminish. Because the animal on the grinding stones, it cannot give birth because of the illumination of the left. Therefore the snake comes and bites her genitals, and the illumination of the left departs. And so is for the voice of men, while the soul leaves its body, when the angel of death comes, the illumination of the left leaves him and he dies. And so with the voice of the serpent. Here immediately they raise the Malchut to Bina, and the illumination of the left departs. So all those three voices that were in the beginning, from one end of the world till the next, to the other end of the world, they return and they depart. And because they disappear right away, why did they come out in the first place? Necessarily, something came of them. What did become of them? After the illumination of the left departed, they come into the crevices, the rocks, crevices, and the burrows of the dust, there, just in the place of burial, where they diminuted till zero, that they are in concealment, in diminution. And when a man gives voice, they wake up towards that voice. And the man that gives his voice hints at the upper man, Za'anpin, that in his voice he unifies the right with the left. And then there is correction also to the three voices with the ruling of the middle line, but not entirely as it was in the beginning. And when a man gives voice, they wake up towards that voice, that are awakened to cleave onto the voice of men, that through that they receive the correction from him. And there are two aspects to this. One, the voice of man that hints at Zeranpin, that even though he unifies both of them, in any case, only the right rules over him and not the left. Two, the voice of the stick striking the ground, that the ground, Aretz, Malchut, makes a voice. And through that voice, the right and the left unify in it. And because it hints of the Malchut, it is found that there is a revelation of the left, because the Malchut is built from the left. Therefore, the voice of a man is sufficient to correct the two first voices, the voice of an animal and the voice of a man, before his soul leaves his body, but not the correction of the voice of the serpent, as it is entirely of the left. And to correct the voice of the serpent, which is left, you require the voice that is heard from the ground, from Malchut, that is built from the left. The serpent's voice does not awaken towards the voice of a man, because it is not of its species, because a man hints at Zeranpin, which is all right and chesed, and the snake, the serpent, is all left. And when a man strikes the stick on the ground, Aretz, then the voice of the serpent awakens to answer to its species, because the voice that is heard from the ground is the species of the snake, and it receives correction from that voice. How could it be that King Solomon did not know such a thing? As he said, three things were beyond me, and four things I did not know. The path of the eagle in the sky, the path of the snake on the rocks, which is the voice of the snake, who is hiding in the rock's crevices. But what he did not know is that he did not know that voice, what benefit he has and how does it settle. He did not know what correction he receives and how is it there in the crevices of the rocks. Because if it receives correction, why does it not come out of there? And if it cannot come out of there, it means that he does not receive correction. That voice is included of Ruach, spirit, Nefesh, soul. That voice is included from Ruach, spirit, Nefesh, soul, and the breath of the bones, Hevel, that before it diminuated, it had those 3 degrees connected one in the other, because its degree was until the Gal of Ruach, and each one of those 3 departed from each other. And after it was diminished, the lights of Nefesh Ruach departed from it, and it remained with the breath of the bones. And it was found separated from each other, and he was sitting as a dead person. That the breath of the bones that remained is like a dead person, because even in the dead, the breath of the bones remains and does not leave the grave. And therefore, when it awakens and receives the correction from the voice of the striking, those 3 degrees return and unite, but not in Gar of Ruach as in before, but in Vak of Ruach. And all those sorcerers hear this voice, that Ruach, Nefesh, and Hevel of the bones unite in it, because they receive the correction from the sound of the striking in the ground. And then the snake informs them of their sorcerer needs, and therefore King Solomon chased to know what has become of this voice, and did not know that he did not know what is that correction that became of striking the ground. Because the 3 voices receive their correction from the voice of man, and the voice of a man striking the ground, they are not extended from the voice of man. The light of Chokhmah is called Aroch, long, meaning because the voice of man does not correct with the unification of right and left, but a vak of chokhmah of left, therefore those three voices do not receive their correction in wholeness, as it was before in the beginning, from one end of the world to the other end, but only vak, as the voice of man. And if man extends his voice while drawing from the right and draws it from above downwards, he does not extend so much with it, but he awakens to the end of the voice of man. Because it is from the left alone and they have no part in the right, therefore they cannot extend, meaning drawing chokhmah from above down. Because also in the voice of man this is not found. Because when it came out in the beginning, it extended from the end of the world to the end of the world. That it was drawing the gal of left that fills the entire world. And now that it entered and they diminished and came in the burrows of the dust, there is no room for it to expand in there, because the diminution of the burrows of the dust lies heavy on them, because the voice of man does not correct this diminution. And therefore, they do not return to the aspect of from one end of the world to the other end. And they remain in the burrows of the dust, and they cannot extend. Article, and Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. 2:24. It is written in Jacob, and Yosef, Joseph, placed his hand on your eyes. This is happy tidings. Why do you need to seal the eyes of the dead? Because the eyes are the shades of this world. And the look and the shape of this world is in them. And therefore, in sealing the eyes, he obstructs from him this world and the sight of this world. Because when his eyes were sealed, the sight of this world became dark. And if his eyesight becomes dark, he has no sight in this world from that point onward. What beauty are the corrections of the progenitors, and their wisdom is greater than the holy angels. 2:25. Yosef, Joseph, why will he place his hand from all his sons? If he said so to Jacob, because of his tidings, that Joseph is still alive. If so, he has to say, and Joseph is alive. See. And why did he say, and Joseph placed his hand on your eyes? Place his hand is because he was his lover. And because of that, he blocked the light from him, the light of this world, and he took it. He who seals the eyes of his lover, he shows him this. The sight, your sight from this world is lost, and I'm taking your sight from you in your place. From here on, they will correct you and give you a different sight of that world. And therefore, that thing was given to Joseph, because he was Jacob's lover, beloved more than all his sons.
Okay, so everything's clear. Okay, whatever's clear, it's clear. Yes.
One preceding question.
Meaning clearly, Yaakov and Yosef are 2 degrees, a higher and a lower level, so the higher level, it conceals the lower level, and so they help each other and ascend. Yes.
Victor from Germany is asking, why did we not discern the intention before reading the Zohar?
Well, he should scrutinize it then. It's good that he's asking. I have to scrutinize his intentions instead of him. Maybe his intentions are for him not to have a stomach ache. And my stomach doesn't ache. Yes?
In relation to the previous portion, what is the voice? The entire previous portion is voice.
there's voice and there is talk, speech. You should check it out. There are definitions and tests. What does voice mean? Usually it has to do with O Chozel.
Friends from Yochnam ask, how do you deal with the feeling that when you read the Zohar with an intention, there is a sense of fear of losing everything, like the death of the body, which really disturbs us from keeping the intention?
Well, it's good. At least they feel that they're alive, that they have something to lose. It's a good thing. I'm happy to hear that they're afraid of death. Yes, please.
Article, The Clothes of That World, 226. What benefit will that be for the dead? What kind of benefit it has in it? He who wishes to ask, you need to tell him that you need to open the eyes of the dead to show that he is willing to return into the sight of this world as it was in the beginning, that he will be resurrected during the resurrection. 227. Certainly, if the sight of this world would not be blocked from him, and nothing would be lost from him, he would not have the sight and a part of this world, of that world, because this world is opposite of that world where we are. And during the time of the resurrection, even as a hair would not be from the actions of this world, because everything will be lost in the beginning in that dew of resurrection, and he will pass all the filth from it. And after that, it becomes as a mold. And from that will become the body as a new creation. This is so here, in the upper world, also before the resurrection. 228. Rabbi Shimon said, certainly I knew that the clothing there, the clothing of honor of the holy, pure body, that they're dressed there in the respected clothing of the holy, pure body. Is there anything as such in this world? Is there a man who seems here in the same body as if he's standing in that world? 229. That thing that these two boys that were dressed after suffering the sorrow of sin, which is not fit to be revealed. It was this way in this world, as it is written, and on the third day, and Esther would wear Malchut, that she is dressed in that same form of that world. Malchut, meaning the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, because Malchut Shamayim, which is Malchut of Zeranpin, which is called Shamayim, the wind blows, and from the wind of Avir, of air, that world, and Esther was dressed in it. 230. And when she entered before the king Ahasuerus, and he saw the clothing of light, her shape seemed to him to be like an angel of God, and his soul departed from him for a moment. Mordechai was also dressed in the clothing of that world, as it is written, and Mordechai exited from before the king wearing the clothing of royalty. Clothing of royalty, certainly the shape of that world, and therefore it is written, because the fear of Mordechai fell on them. The fear of Mordechai, and not the fear of Ahasuerus, meaning not because Ahasuerus increased him in size, but because of his dressing, his garment from that world. The righteous in this world dress in a garment which is called garment of royalty. 231. The air of paradise, Gan Eden, is the breath of the Holy Spirit, and the righteous are dressed in it in the same way they were in this world. And after that, the Holy Spirit dwells on the head of each one, and he wears it as a crown, and it becomes a crown. And so it was for Mordechai, as it is written, in a garment, on royal garments, which means in the shape of that world. And after that, it is written, and a great golden crown, the crown that dwells on the heads of the righteous in that world. When Israel received the Torah, they too were in the garment of that world, until they sinned, as it is written in them, and they apologized, and they saved their garments and their jewels from Mount Horeb, that they undressed from their garments. 239. And so it was written in Yeshua the great priest, remove your filthy clothes from him. And it is written, and they will dress him with garments. These are the garments of that world. From here, it means that you need from before to seal the eyes from all the sights of this world that are considered as filthy garments. And after that, you can merit the sight of that world, which are the new clothing, the new garments that they dressed Yeshua. And from here, it means that as long as the body of this world, which is called the filthy garments, is in its grave, exists in its grave, the spirit does not clothe in the garments of that world, as it is written in the beginning, and they will remove the filthy clothes from him. And after that, and they will clothe him garments. And it is written, and the angel of the Lord is standing. The crown is called angel, the Lord's angel, that is standing on the heads of the righteous, that is standing on the head from above, after wearing these honorary garments. 233. Two bodies cannot be together. As long as the body of this world exists, the spirit does not receive the other garment of the other world. If one passes from this world, the other is ready immediately. This exits and this enters, the same as the evil inclination and the good inclination in this world. But the Creator does not want both of them to rise in a single body. But if the evil inclination rules, the good inclination runs away. And if the good inclination rules, the evil inclination runs away. 234. What was it written? And the devil standing on his right to deviate him. 235. Because a man in that world, what benefit the devil has from deviating him? Is it not enough that he took his soul and killed him? The devil's passion was not only to dress the righteous and a holy, pure garment. And because the devil saw that his garment is filthy, he rejected him and he was not considered. And for that, he slandered him. Because if he dressed in honorary garments, immediately the filthy garments and the action of the devil will be cancelled and moved from the world. And for that, the devil did not want it. 236. As long as he did not wear the garments of that world, the spirit visits his filthy body. And this is desired for the devil. And because he was dressed in that honorary garment of that world, surely all the shades of the evil inclination were cancelled, and his body, and he has no memory of him forever. 237. The spirits visit the cemetery at the beginning of every night. And if the body has moved from this world, why do they visit the grave? This isn't on the body, but for the soul. Because as long as the flesh of the body is there, the spirit visits the soul, and the soul visits the body. But when the flesh of the body has moved from the world, The visiting of the spirits is into the soul that was forgotten and remained in silence inside the bones of the body. That one bone remains from him always in the grave, and from it is built the resurrection. And because of that, at the beginning of every night, the visitation of the spirit is on the soul and not on the flesh.
זמיר מחדרה שואל למה תמיד כתוב בזוהר מסוף העולם ועד סופו ולא מתחילת העולם ועד סופו
נו זה קושיה ידועה
זמיר from חדרה
why is it written from one end of the world and not the other
Oh, it's a known question there's a simple the simple answer which is not mine is that the world has no beginning there's only an end final correction on our behalf Yes.
Igal from Khadera is asking if during the reading of the Zohar should we think during the reading of the Zohar about a friend who suffers from a health problem or only think of the general connection between us and through that we will attain the remedy for all.
First of all, we have to really scrutinize what pains you, and then scrutinize to what extent, meaning how justified is it for me to be concerned about it, and so on. To think about an ill friend, for sure. But again, it's never so that it's only about him, but to him as a part of the group and the whole world, and this is the kli that we want to serve to the Creator, and so on. Meaning, it has to be the entire process. And let's move on to the next part.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson from Tess.